after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. When it's time to plant and grow your dream yard, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like half off 1 cubic foot bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil, 15% off all long field spring bulbs, 10-pound bags of KT nut and fruit blend bird food, $18.99. And with Mother's Day coming up, save $2 on premium and deluxe hanging flower baskets. Plus, visit our outdoor garden centers, now open at select Blaine's Farm and Fleet stores.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park for some tug-of-war. Or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary, see your participating Toyota dealer for details.
I'm Ben Juick with Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. The crew is winning ball games here in Milwaukee and around the country. Our team stands ready to help your organization win across North America. Powered by Coakley Connect, our revolutionary facilities management platform, the Coakley crew supports clients across the country manage their real estate portfolio, offering facility-focused products and services, interior design, construction, new furniture, installation, and move management. We'll help you create and manage interior environments that drive your teams forward. Visit CoakleyBrothers.com and hit a home run.
They do a 20-minute pass at the top of the hour first pitch at Wrigley Field, so that's what we've got up until we start this series between the Brewers and the Cubs. 1:20 is your scheduled first pitch, and we're back on the On Deck Show built by Menards. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Today's keys to the game are presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Key today for me is for Joe Ross to avoid the big inning. He has given up 7 runs in 2 of his previous 3 starts, but it's been the undoing in just 1 or 2 innings in each of those starts in which he's struggled. So avoid the big inning today, and you should have a good chance here against this Cubs order that's missing some big bats. Speaking of that, the injury report presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Cody Bellinger and Seiya Suzuki are out for Chicago, and we won't see them this weekend. That obviously is a big help to the Brewers pitching staff. Also, Chicago without 3 starters, Justin Steele, Jordan Wicks, and Kyle Hendricks, and Julian Merriweather, one of their ace relievers. So it's been an injury-depleted Chicago team. We're going to get the thoughts from the GM's office. Matt Arnold joins me for a wide-ranging conversation after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With MyLowe's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
No matter where you're headed, Sitco is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Sitco, you're good to go.
Save big money in your next outdoor project at Menards. We have the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking. And it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard, making it easy to get in, out, and back to work. Shop our outdoor lumber yard today and save big money on AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking. Plus, get free estimates fast for your projects on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Wrigley Field, it's the On Deck Show built by Menards Brewers. Brewers and Cubs here this afternoon. Our pleasure to welcome on our pregame guest. He's the man in charge, Matt Arnold, the general manager for the Brewers, kind enough to give us a little bit of his busy time. Wanted to start by asking your expectations for what it's going to be like to play the Cubs this year in 2024. There are no shortage of storylines for us this weekend.
No question. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we it's always spicy whenever we play these guys, and I think it'll have a little extra spice maybe this year, but I think it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to play these guys. I think it's a great environment to play, obviously. You know, we've had a lot of great battles with these guys over the years, and we've won a few, they've won a few, and so it's, you know, it should be a lot of fun.
The biggest storyline, Matt, as I see it early in the season, aside from all the wins, it's been the unfortunate injuries to the pitching staff. So I think people probably come up to you, let me guess, they say, hey, why don't you just go trade for three starting pitchers? And it's not that easy, right?
No, yeah. I mean, look, I'm really proud of our group, first of all. I mean, we certainly have had a good number of injuries, but we'll never make excuses. I mean, we've had a lot of guys step up. And again, I'm really, really proud of our group because we've had a number of guys that have really pitched their tails off this year for us and kept us in a lot of ball games, and it's shown up with a lot of wins so far.
When you have looked at mapping out starting pitching moving forward with guys like DL Hall and Jacob Junis still on the injured list, we know now that Wade Miley's not coming back. How have you been able to piece together a rotation day to day to get through this stretch?
Yeah, look, it puts a certain extra burden, I think, on our bullpen for sure. We absolutely want to be careful of that, and something we're very, very cognizant of is making sure we manage their workloads, you know, and it's a long season, and we're still in the early part of the season, but you know, we want to be responsible about our staff and how we deploy our guys, and so, you know, it's a burden on everybody, and I think it's just like next guy up, you know, that's the big thing. It's just somebody that takes the ball next, make sure you're an out getter, get the outs you need to get, and hand the ball to the next guy.
Matt Arnold, our guest here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. You bring up the bullpen, so I'll follow up and ask you, in your wildest dreams, could April have been better for the guys in that bullpen the way that you had seen it coming into the season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really proud of the group, especially when you see somebody like Devin Williams go down. You know, he's obviously an enormous piece of this bullpen and the reliever of the year, right? And so anytime you go down that type of player, it's going to put a lot of burden on the rest of the group. And like I said, it's a huge credit to those guys to step up, and they had an unbelievable April.
Let me take a step back and look at the 1,000-foot view of what you thought about this team, the way the roster was constructed coming into the year, and then how they've played, maybe compared to what those expectations you might have had internally were over the month of April. What were the differences between what you thought and what you've seen?
Yeah, look, I think there were a lot of different people out there that had different expectations of what we could be this year, and I think we come into the season every single year, you know, with the goal on winning the division and then getting deep into the playoffs and trying to win a World Series here, you know, and never want to sugarcoat that. I mean, that is our goal, and that's what we do every night here. We want to compete. Pat Murphy does that, you know, and I think Ricky has amplified that. We certainly want to put a winning product on the field, and it takes a village to do that, you know, and I think we've had a lot of people step up, our staff, our coaches, and our players come together and, you know, just continue. That's our brand of baseball.
You were just talking about Murph. I think it would be interesting for fans to know from a front office perspective. You had talked about when he was hired, continuity. But I think that we've seen differences between the Craig Council regime and the Pat Murphy regime that maybe people didn't expect. How about you, from the front office perspective, what have you seen from Murph that maybe is a little bit different?
You know, I mean, having worked with him for so long, I'm not sure that there are any surprises there. I mean, what you see is what you get with Murph. You know, he's going to give you a very unvarnished take, and he's going to be passionate about winning, and he's going to care about people. That's not any different, and he's going to be feisty, you know, and that's great. I love his energy, and I love his enthusiasm, and his desire to win every single night. It just comes through in everything that he does, and so for me, it's really not a surprise because I've just known him we've worked together now for 9 years, and I love that about him.
Great stuff, Matt. Thanks for your time, and thanks for your candor as well.
Always. Thanks, Josh.
Matt Arnold, our guest. It's the On Deck Show, built by Menards at Wrigley. We'll come back, and I'll get you today's starting lineups between the Brewers and the Cubs. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin. The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
For some children, a single surgery can turn an untreated cleft into a smile for life. But at Smile Train, we understand that most children need a little extra care. They need medical, dental, and emotional resources to grow healthy and strong, to express themselves clearly, and to navigate all of life's challenges so that their smiles light up the room as brightly as possible. Visit SmileTrain.org to learn how SmileTrain is supporting the cleft community with lifelong smiles.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Friday afternoon at Wrigley Field. We're getting closer to that first pitch of the series opener between the Brewers and the Cubs. And welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Time to get to the starting lineups, and they're presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure, visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Brewers facing Hayden Wesneski, first time he's ever started against the Crew. And here's the lineup. It begins with Sal Frelick in that leadoff spot. He's again in right field today. The league's fourth leading hitter, William Contreras, batting second, and he will do the catching. Rookie Tyler Black, in only his third major league game, gets to bat third and play first base against the Cubs. Red Hot Willie Adames off of those eight runs batted in at the end of the Tampa series. He moves into the cleanup spot. Adames the shortstop. And Jake Bowers, for his second game in a row, is playing left field. Bowers is hitting fifth. Today's DH is Reese Hoskins. He'll bat in the sixth spot. Bryce Terang is the second baseman and number seven hitter. Oliver Dunn gets another start at third. Second in a row, he's batting eighth. And then Blake Perkins will round out the lineup in center field, again, all to face Wesneski. Meanwhile, it's Joe Ross on the bump for the Brewers in this big one. He'll face this Chicago lineup. A lot of rookies at the bottom, three rookies to be exact, but experience at the top of the order, beginning with Nico Horner, the second baseman. Veteran Mike Tauchman in right field. Tauchman hits second. And the longtime Cub Ian Happ is in left field. He'll bat third. Third baseman Christopher Morel mans the cleanup spot. And the first of the rookies is the power-hitting Michael Busch, former Dodger prospect. He's the first baseman. Dansby Swanson is the Chicago shortstop and number six batter. Rookie Matt Mervis is the DH. He's batting seventh. Doing the catching today, Miguel Amaya. Batting in the eighth spot is Amaya. And young prospect Pete Crow Armstrong is the center fielder and number nine batter to face Joe Ross here this afternoon. We can't wait to get this one going. Lane Grindle returns with more of the On Deck Show, built by Menards, as we creep closer to first pitch right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Cobb's Tire Service is your low-price headquarters for all major tire brands. We buy tires manufactured direct and sell to you for less. Right now, get up to $250 in rebates on Hankook, up to $240 in rebates on Goodyear, up to $170 in rebates on Bridgestone, or up to $160 in rebates on Firestone. Cobb's Tire won't be undersold. Hurry, offers end May 31st. See store for details. Visit us online at PompsTire.com. Pomps, we know tires and service. You should know Pomps.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Powell Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 48 months when you order by May 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at PowellWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. That's 531-2024.
Baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Brewers, Cubs, game one of this series, and the first meeting between these two teams this season, just around the corner, as we continue with the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Spring 98 Q Country.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. JC Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Hungry as a bear? After cheering on the Brewers, head to Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin. Mondays feature fabulous fried chicken with fries. Tuesdays, tacos and nacho platters. Thursday, chill out with chili. And Fridays, reel in our famous fish fries. Saturdays, savor prime rib. And Sundays, enjoy prime rib sandwiches. Book your party with us, up to 100 guests. Find us downtown Glidden, off of Highway 13 and Grand Street, in the Black Bear Capital of the World.
Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Warga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Cubs have just taken the field and we are ready. Round one between Milwaukee and Chicago here in 2024 is about to get underway. Three-game series from Wrigley Field. Josh Maurer back to wrap up the on-deck show built by Menards with a drive around the league brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers, and Trusted Contractors Building Wisconsin Together. This is the only day game in the majors. Later tonight in the Central Division, you've got a good one at Great American Ballpark. Orioles and Reds beginning a series at 5:10 Central. Hunter Green on the mound. And then the Pirates and Cardinals are hosting two of the worst teams in baseball this weekend. Pittsburgh hosting Colorado, the worst record in the National League for the Rockies. And St. Louis hosting the White Sox, the worst record in baseball. Brewers and Cubs. We'll get a lot of headlines here this weekend. And as we started the show by saying, no shortage of storylines. Hayden Wesneski making his first career start against the Crew. And here to call the play-by-play is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. A reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at boucher.com. Wesneski going through his warm-up tosses. Time for us to tell you about our quick trip around the bases presented by Ferrero. And today's contestant is Sheena Jonas from Medford. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Sheena will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero and Quick Trip. To enter, see stores for details. Sal Frelick introduced and strolling to the plate. And the first meeting between the Brewers and the Cubs of 2024 is underway with a strike on the outside edge from Hayden Wesneski. And it's 0-1. A one pitch. Frelick takes a little bit high. One ball and one strike. Got underway on time at 1:20 p.m. this afternoon here in Chicago. Breezy, chilly. 1-1, lifted high in the air, out to left. Hap going back onto the warning track with a play, makes the catch. And Frelick is retired for the first out. 62 degrees at first pitch here this afternoon. First pitch of Brewers baseball is brought to you by Carbliss. Premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbliss, Liss is more. So one down and nobody on for William Contreras. Wesneski brings home the pitch and William checked, but it was in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. Fastball at 95 miles per hour from the right-hander. Working out of the windup, the pitch. And he missed outside with a fastball at 97 that time. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Wesneski, 26 years of age. The Cubs acquired him in the Scott Efros trade with the Yankees at the deadline in the 22 season. Contreras skies it high in the air. This one into shallow left. Swanson, the shortstop, out in shallow left, fighting the sun, makes the catch. And there's two outs for Tyler Black. Wesneski, originally drafted by the Tampa Bay Rays, didn't sign, then ended up getting drafted a couple of years later by the Yankees in the sixth round of the 2019 draft. He's been very good for the Cubs this year. As Black takes outside, and it's 1-0. Making just his second start, but he's been a bulk reliever in those other outings, so he's pretty stretched out. 1-0, and Black shoots one foul off the facing of the Brewers' dugout. Everybody ducking and getting out of the way. Yeah, everybody's all right. It's 1-1. It's been a quick start to the young big league career for Brewers prospect Tyler Black. He's 3-for-7 with two doubles. And the pitch missed outside. Two balls and a strike. Brewers in their road grays. Cubs in those home whites. With those pinstripes, as you're used to seeing. 2-1's up and away. And it's 3-1 on Tyler Black. Very good ball strike guy, Tyler Black. Understands the strike zone very well. Left-handed hitter with tons of speed. 3-1 takes down and in. And a two-out walk issued to Tyler Black. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference, and that will get the red-hot cleanup batter, Willie Adames, to the plate. And that's brought to you by Loyal Family Renovations. Clean up any home damage and call them for a free inspection. Family-owned and operated, LoyalFamilyRenovations.com. First pitch to Willie. Missed inside. It's 1-0. Adames coming off back-to-back big-time games. 8 RBIs in his final 2 games combined in that Rays series. There goes Black. The 1-0 pitch is up and in. Throw to second. Not nearly in time by Miguel Amaya, the catcher. And Tyler Black's got himself his first career stolen base. Stolen bases mean donations to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin, courtesy of Delta Dental and Delta Vision. 2 great plans and 1 name you trust. So Black gets himself into scoring position, and it's a friendly count to Adames at 2-0. The pitch, and Willie took a strike on the outside edge. 2-seam fastball at 94, and it's 2-1. Adames with 3 home runs in the final 2 games of that Tampa Bay series. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and Adames lifts one out to left. Playable, though, for half. Barely has to move. Makes the catch, and the inning is over. Brewers strand a runner. We've played half an inning in Chicago. It's the Brewers nothing, and the Cubs coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for brands like Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many more. Consumers pick them first because they know you want quality equipment, parts, and service work to keep your equipment running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with 2-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM at civicmedia.us.
Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
No score as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Joe Ross looking to bounce back after that tough start against the Yankees. His last go-round, that came last Saturday. 5 innings, 8 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts for Joe. And he gets Nico Horner to lead off for Chicago in the bottom of the first. First pitch is over for a strike with a 2-seam fastball, and it's 0-1. Home plate umpire this afternoon is Nick Marley. Hunter Windelstedt is at first base. Pitch in there for a strike, and he jumps out in front of Horner, nothing and 2. John Tumpane is at second base, and the crew chief Marvin Hudson is at third. 0-2 pitch to Horner, lined out towards center, but right in the tracks of Perkins. Moves back a couple of steps and makes the catch for out number 1. That gets Mike Tauchman to the plate, the right fielder for Chicago. Hitting 289 on the year, 3 home runs and 10 driven in, an 11-game on-base streak for Tauchman. Very good defensive player, and the Cubs have been able to really utilize over the last couple of years. First pitch swinging, and he fouls it back and into the net, 0-1. He's been a nice piece to fill in when guys have been injured. Of course, Cody Bellinger and Seiya Suzuki both on the injured list right now for the Cubs. Tuchman's been a valuable piece. 0-1. Missed outside. One ball and one strike on Tuchman. Ian Happ is in the on-deck circle for Chicago. Just getting underway. Game one of this three-game series here at Wrigley Field. Ross brings home the 1-1 pitch. That skipped in the dirt with a changeup. Two balls and a strike. Brewers defensively behind Ross. Left to right in the outfield. Bowers, Perkins, Frelick. Dunn's at third. Adames at short. Terang at second. Black is the first baseman, and Contreras does the catching. And now Tuchman, I believe, has an equipment issue, or maybe is asking the trainer to come look at him. I think he's got an issue with his eye. Maybe a contact, perhaps? He immediately stepped out and waved the trainer over. Unless that's the eye doctor that stays in the Cubs dugout full time. I think it's the trainer. And he's got some solution and some eye drops in there for Mike Tuchman.
I would bet that something blew in his eye, and that doesn't feel very good.
You would know better than me. I'm not a contacts guy. You wear contacts, right? Not right now. You're not.
Usually, yes.
That's another story for another day. Permanently in glasses for a while for Josh Maurer. Okay, we're ready to continue the at-bat with Mike Tuchman now. Two balls and one strike. Ross looks in. The pitch. High fly ball out to right center field. Playable. Perkins, with the sunglasses on, moves into right center, calls it, makes the catch, and there's two down. Here's Ian Happ. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste, only 96 calories. It's Miller time. It's early, but we've seen the ball hit in the air a lot in this first inning, and the ball doesn't seem to be traveling a lot. Wind is blowing in. It's not a huge howling wind, but it's significant. It's there. Pitch to Happ. Line into left. That's one way to fight the wind. Base hit for Ian Happ with two outs. Wind can't do much to that. Got a fastball down below the zone and just slapped it into left field for Ian Happ. He's a very good hitter. Off to a slow start this year, but you know Happ at some point will get it figured out. Too much of a track record there for the Cubs left fielder. Christopher Morel, the batter. Morel homered yesterday in New York, a three-run shot in that loss for the Cubs in extra innings. Takes a big hack at a two-seam fastball and comes up empty. It's 0-1. Hitting just 209 on the year for Morel. Five home runs and 17 driven in. 0-1 pitch. Morel, ground ball to third. Dunn up with it. He's going to go the long way over to first and makes that play in time to retire Morel. And the side. And we're off to the second inning. Cubs get a hit. Strand a runner. No score as we head to the top of the second on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
In the woods with Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
Ah, you just can't beat camping in Wisconsin, Tony. The great outdoors. Lots of friendly folks, too. Can you believe how many stopped by when we were cooking up those Usinger brats?
Well, especially after they saw your sign, Uke, Usinger brats on the grill.
Always nice to share a Usinger brat with friends.
I saw a couple bears, too.
Hey, bears are fine. No cardinals, though. Everybody loves Usingers. Just keep them away from my peppered bacon.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt, and just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss. Bliss is more.
Jump into spring with Steel battery tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more. Find real steel at steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com.
We go to the top of the second inning here in Chicago. No score, Brewers and Cubs. And Jake Bowers leads off against Hayden Wesneski and takes the first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Bowers hitting 190 with two home runs and 12 driven in on the year. Wesneski working out of the windup, brings home the pitch, and Bowers takes it for a strike. Nothing in two. Wesneski's been very good so far this year. He's thrown 11 and a third innings and given up just one earned run. His fourth appearance of the season. This is popped up foul and onto the roof behind home plate. Stays at 0-2 on Bowers. Set the Cubs for you defensively. Left, right in the outfield. Happ, Crow Armstrong, and Tauchman. 0-2 pitch. Bowers watches that one down in the dirt. The breaking ball. It's 1-2. Morel at third. The fantastic middle infield of Swanson at short, Horner at second. Michael Busch, the rookie, is at first, the former Dodger. And Miguel Amaya does the catching of Wesneski. Here's the 1-2. Bowers a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. And Bowers down on strikes. First strikeout for Wesneski. One away for Reese Hoskins. Reese hitting 238, six home runs and 18 driven in on the year. Wesneski again out of the windup in the pitch. And a swing and a foul back into the screen behind home plate. And it's 0-1. Crowd still filing in on this Friday afternoon at Wrigley Field. Very big crowd, though. Expect great crowds all weekend long here at Wrigley. 0-1, and breaking ball froze Hoskins and dropped in there for a strike. It's 0-2. Wesneski has been attacking these Brewers hitters for the most part to start this outing. 0-2, that's down and away with a sweeper. One ball and two strikes, the count on Hoskins. A lot made of this series. A lot of anticipation for these two teams. There always is, regardless of the other storylines. 1-2, did Hoskins go around? He did. They appeal to first. Hunter Wendelstedt said he went around. No real argument from Reese. And back-to-back strikeouts to start up the top of the second for Wesneski. Get a look at the replay. I think he probably went. Two down for Bryce Terang. Terang hitting 309 with two home runs and 12 driven in. And he chops one back up the middle, backhanded by Horner. He will flip to Swanson, but Swanson realizes he's got no play on this speedy terrain and wisely just eats the baseball. Good idea by Horner. That was his only shot. And if somebody else is running, maybe Swanson tries to make the throw. But it'll be a single for terrain. And the Brewers have a two-out base runner for the second consecutive inning. And now here's Oliver Dunn. With an aggressive lead at first, and Dunn takes outside. It's 1-0. Well, nothing warms up a cool spring day like a Usinger brat hot off the grill. Went and got some propane yesterday just to make sure while I'm gone, the grill is still ready to be operated. So those using or brats can still be cooked. Done. Chopper back up the middle. That's going to be knocked down by Horner. He doesn't have a play anywhere. Wow. Horner's shown some range on the last two ground balls on the infield. That looked ticketed for center field. If it had been, you might have seen Bryce Terang try to go first to third on that play. But Horner knocked it down, and Brewers have first and second. Not sure if Bryce gets to third on that, but he's an aggressive base runner. Another infield single, and Oliver Dunn has collected three hits in his last two games now. And here's Blake Perkins. Yeah, those using your brats, then you get the Pine River Cold Pack cheese spreads going and the Cedar Crest ice cream. Perkins takes outside. It's 1-0. Was at the grocery store yesterday. They've got elephant tracks now. Cedar Crest does. Anything you want, you name it, they've got it. Perkins, ground ball to second base. This will be an easy play for Horner. Fields it, tosses to first. Is over. Brewers got two infield singles with two outs against Wesneski, but he gets out of it. Brewers have stranded three through two. We go to the bottom of the second. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers Five County Fridays are now Wisconsin First Fridays, meaning every Wisconsin resident gets half off Brewers tickets at the first Friday home game of each month. Grab your half-price tickets for Friday games at brewers.com/WisconsinFridays. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 60 months when you order by May 10th. Set your free in-home consultation at PaloWI.com.
Hey, make sure you don't miss a second of Brewers action. Get your tickets to any game, including theme nights, giveaways, and can't-miss matchups now. Score seats to your next game at Brewers.com/tickets. Michael Busch leads off the bottom of the second inning, and Joe Ross's first pitch to him is a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. 0-0 ball game. Brewers stranded a pair in the top of the second with back-to-back two-out infield singles. 0-1. Ground ball inside the bag at first, and a fair ball all the way into right field. Busch turns first. He's headed for second. Frelick's throw is not in time. Frelick got to that ball quickly, made a good throw to second base, but Busch, thinking two out of the box, was hustling. Hit off that sidewall and kicked out to Frelick. That allowed him to have a shot at getting to it quickly and maybe throwing out Busch, but Busch able to get in there just in time. It's a leadoff double for Chicago. Hit ground ball inside the first base bag. And now here's Dansby Swanson hitting .232 on the season with three home runs and 11 driven in. First pitch. In there for a strike. It's 0-1. Swanson, the former Atlanta Brave, just outside. One ball and one strike. Second season with the Cubs. He really swung the bat well against the Brewers a season ago. He was a thorn in their side. 1-1. Down and away with a slider. And it's two balls and one strike. Leadoff double for the Cubs here in the bottom of the second. Michael Busch in scoring position with Swanson at the plate and a 2-1 count. Ross from the stretch. Ground ball to short. Adames stays down on it. Pats the glove. Throws to first in time to take care of Swanson. Busch has to stay put at second base. And there's one away for Matt Mervis. Collect to save the day. It's brought to you by Fleet Farm. They have what you need in one stop, from hardware to pet food. You'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm. Mervis, who went just 3-for-17 on the recently completed road trip for Chicago. Brewers were off yesterday. Cubs played extra innings against the Mets. And Mervis checks his swing on a slider down low. It's 1-0. Mervis hitting in the seventh spot today for Craig Counsell. Ross brings home the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Sinker at 94 right down the middle, and Mervis came up empty. A ball and a strike on the Cubs' designated hitter. Left-handed hitting Matt Mervis. One down and in with a changeup that time. Two balls and one strike. One of the issues Ross had in that Yankee start is that he pitched backwards almost exclusively in that start. He would fall behind and try to work himself back into counts. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Slider down low. Mervis swung over the top of it. It's 2-2. It doesn't appear to be quite the case today. He's being a little bit more aggressive, throwing more early strikes. It's a much better recipe. Very hard to fall behind to that Yankees lineup and survive it without damage. 2-2, he went around. Fastball up. He tried to hold back, but Mervis just couldn't do so. And it's a strikeout of Mervis for Joe Ross for the second out of the inning. Ortho ASAP strikeout. The first strikeout of the afternoon for the Brewers right-hander. And here's Miguel Amaya. 0 for his last 15 at the plate. Ross trying to work around this leadoff double here in the second. The pitch swung on and fouled down into the dirt behind home plate. It's 0-1.
As currently constituted, this is a Cubs lineup you want to attack. Go after him. Throw strikes. You're right. It's not like that Yankees team that Ross had to face last weekend.
I think you're exactly right. Ross brings home the 0-1 and missed down and away with a slider. One ball and one strike. All due respect to the guys in this Cubs lineup, but this is not the lineup they expected to be rolling out at the beginning of the season. They have some injuries that they're dealing with. 1-1, swing and a miss at a slider, and it's 1-2. And some other guys that just haven't gotten themselves to the point you expect them to be at, talking about Happ. Swanson hitting just .232 to start the year. Those are guys that need to carry this offense with those injuries. Ross comes set. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Bouncer played on the forehand by Adames. Throws from near the second base bag to retire Miguel Amaya. And the inning is over. Leadoff double is stranded at second base. We go to the third. No score on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Miss any? You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies,
yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north style furniture, including symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
No score as we head to the third inning here at Wrigley, and in with the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
Wayne, thanks very much. Top of the order against the right-hander Hayden Wesneski. Sal Frelick takes a strike right through there. Second time through the order here for Wesneski. Frelick flew out to the warning track and left to begin the ballgame. The 26-year-old into the windup in the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball to third on a hop played by Christopher Morel. And he throws a bullet across the diamond in time to get Frelick by a step. Chopped the opposite way by Sal, but he is retired. Contreras and then Tyler Black to follow here in the third. It's the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. And today's contestant, Gene Klatt from South Milwaukee. Gene wins a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits triple this inning. Contreras popped his short in the first. And he takes a breaking ball a little bit outside. Visit WTMJ.com to enter the future Pottawatomie three-bagger in the third. Beginning this big three-game series. 1-0 pitch. Contreras swings big, but just nicks it. Foul ball squibs to the backstop, and it's 1-1. Sun shining over Wrigley on a Friday afternoon. Temperature right around 60 degrees. Hayden Wesneski. On the windup, the 1-1 pitch. Fly ball hit hard to center. Backing up Crow Armstrong. Back onto the warning track. Reaches out. Makes a backhanded catch and then bangs into the ivy. Pete Crow Armstrong tracks it down. Hard hit by Contreras, but that's the second out in the third inning. Made the comment earlier, and I think it's worth repeating, the ball's not really carrying today. It was hit very well by William. Two outs, though, and here comes Tyler Black. From the windup, the pitch misses inside with a cut fastball, 1-0. On some days at Wrigley, as you're well aware, when the wind is blowing out, that ball is up into the seats. Not today, though. 1-0 pitch, Tyler took it low. It's 2-0. He's not seeing a lot of strikes.
Like, I recognize the ball got caught, and that at the end of the day is all that matters. But that ball was hit 110 miles per hour. You don't hit balls that hard very often, they get caught.
2-0, ground ball to first. A couple of hops played by Michael Busch. He'll use the help of Wesneski covering. Flips it to him underhanded in time for the out. And it's the first 1-2-3 inning for Wesneski. Even though there was a 110-mile-an-hour piece of contact included, we go to the bottom of the third. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Third inning brought to you by Citgo. Whether you're off to the ballpark or dog park, Citgo top tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. It's the bottom of the third in a scoreless game. Joe Ross versus 9-1-2 in the Cubs order, starting with the speedy Pete Crow Armstrong. Pitch to the lefty, swing and a miss. He juiced up that fastball, 96 on the radar gun to get ahead, nothing in one. Pete Crow Armstrong hitting 292 since getting called up. This is 10th game of the year with the Cubs. The 1 pitch, squares to bunt, pulls back and takes a change in the dirt. 1-1 on one of the top prospects in baseball. 22-year-old. He came up when Cody Bellinger broke some ribs. Left-handed batter waits in the 1-1, hit in the air into left. Backing up on it goes Jake Bowers. He settles right in front of the warning track now, reaches up, then he makes the catch. And Pete Crow Armstrong is out number one for Ross here in the home third. Top of the order, Nico Horner and Mike Tauchman. Ross has scattered two hits. He pitched around a leadoff double last inning. Horner flew to center to begin the outing for Joe, who is facing the Cubs for the first time in 3 years. Pitch coming to Horner. There's a strike with a slider. Of course, if you're familiar with his story, you know that Joe Ross hadn't faced any major league team in 3 years. Until last month, swing and a miss. Horner chased the slider off the plate that time, and he's behind 0-2. Coming off of his second Tommy John surgery, Ross. No major league action, 2022 or 23. They're now becoming a very important member of the Brewers' rotation. 0-2 with one out. Pitch coming. Horner swings and misses. He chased the slider again, and he struck him out. That slider devastating there to Nico Horner. Second Ortho ASAP. Strikeout for Ross. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. So Joe now has a chance to do what Hayden Wesneski just did in the top of the inning, and that's get a 1-2-3. Mike Tauchman up there trying to prevent it for the Cubs. First pitch, a little bit low. Tauchman also flew out to the center fielder Perkins in the first. No score, bottom third. Left-handed hitting Tauchman, a veteran. The 1-0 pitch, inside corner. Perfectly placed sinker, 1-1. now 30 years old in his first year with Milwaukee. There it comes, 1-1. Tuchman swings and fouls it back into the screen. Ross is ahead 1-2. He has never beaten the Cubs. 7 prior starts against Chicago. Ross 0-4. What a trip this is going to be for the Brewers. 3 games here, 3 in Kansas City. 2 of the top 3 home teams in baseball this year thus far. They'll be tested. 1-2 pitch is in the dirt. Did he swing? They appeal. He did not. Umpire Marvin Hudson at third says no. So it's 2-2 on Tuchman. Cubs have the best home record in all of Major League Baseball.